Also from the bridge is one of their regular features, Beyond the Fridge, Traveller's Tales for Easter, Well Beyond the Fridge. A while back, I was working for a psychotherapist who was fascinated by French culture and history. We ran tours of France together, he offering background knowledge, guiding and teaching as we travelled, and I made the practical arrangements for coaches, hotels and visits. At this particular time, we were doing a recce, as it happened at Easter, for a tour of southern France, beginning in Marseille, the fascinating and complex city, once a Greek colony, and still a melting pot for the cultures and beliefs of the whole Mediterranean. Less known in the UK, it is widely accepted locally that after the death of Christ, Mary Magdalene voyaged there in a small boat, where she lived a hermit life on a high cliff, raised daily by angels to the summit, and where, it is said, she may be buried. Folk there accept this as fact, not myth, and the cliff is even now home to a chapel run by the Dominicans, and it is the object of much pilgrimage. One delightful local tradition is the little boat-shaped cakes called navette, most commonly eaten at Candlemas, which are said to symbolise the vessel which carried Mary across the sea. Our party of four, comprising Le Patron, myself, my employer, and another friend, were determined to enjoy the city and all its delights to the full, beginning with an exotic evening at a Lebanese restaurant, where belly dancing was a speciality in which diners were encouraged to join. I'll leave it there. Each day, the harbour welcomed the small fishing vessels, their fine and varied catch displayed on stalls along the front. The spectacle was enhanced in spectacular fashion by an old lady on a soapbox, complete with tape recorder, who belted out the most truly dreadful renditions of Edith Piaf classics, Je ne regrette rien, daily. Round her neck she carried a placard, totally unnecessary, which read, C'est moi qui chante. That evening we sampled some of the day's catch in that classic southern French dish, Bouillabaisse, fish casserole, steaming and aromatic to ward off the Easter winds. Complete with the heavenly rouille sauce, with crouton, it is enhanced by the flavours of the Middle East, including saffron, fennel and star anise. Robust and sustaining, containing a variety of fish, some traditionally with heads on, it is a meal in itself. Elizabeth David says that the true bouillabaisse comes from Marseille. The whole panoply of local fish and shellfish is liberally available in specialist restaurants near the harbour, where great silver towers appear with lobster, prawns, mussels, and many less well-known varieties of coquillage, complete with an armoury of implements to deal with them. We set about this enthusiastically.